This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Today may be bright and sunny, but we're expecting some snow to overtake the Chicago area on Wednesday, and it could be one of the most significant snowfalls of the season so far. For the latest, let's check in with AccuWeather meteorologist Matt Benz.
Here comes the snow for the midweek, and something we have just not seen very often for this winter. The last time we saw at least 2 inches of snow back on January 10th, and the highest snowfall, at least for a daily event, November 21st, when we picked up 2.9 inches. Look for a winter storm to return Wednesday afternoon through Wednesday night, dropping at least 3 to 6 inches of snow across much of the greater Chicago area. Could see locally higher amounts, goes without saying. Expect slow, slippery travel for the area, especially Wednesday night through Thursday morning. Back to you.
And you can track the snow by checking live interactive radar anytime under the weather tab at WBBMNewsRadio.com. In a sometimes emotionless ceremony today, Governor Pritzker has signed Karina's Law, designed to help and protect victims of domestic violence.
The law is named for Karina Gonzalez, who, along with her teenage daughter Daniela, was shot to death by the abusive husband she'd gotten an order of protection against. Governor Pritzker says the law allows law enforcement to now quickly remove guns from the possession of anyone whose FOID card has been revoked because of a court order.
Taking lethal weapons from those who have already done harm and are an immediate and present danger to do further harm is simply common sense.
Manny Alvarez survived the attack that killed his mother and sister, and he pushed hard for this law.
As I look forward towards the future, I hope that the future survivors won't have to suffer as much as our family and countless others have had to at the hands of abusers.
He and the governor say there's more to do. In the loop, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Illinois' attorney general is co-leading a coalition mounting a legal challenge over funding cuts at universities and research institutions. WBBM's Haley Hansen is live at the anchor desk with the story. Haley.
Lisa, a new policy under the Trump administration would cut billions of dollars in funding that supports scientific research from National Institutes of Health grants. Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul.
NIH announced a new policy that would cap so-called indirect costs associated with academic research at 15%. This is an enormous and unprecedented shift.
He also calls the move illegal, and now he's co-leading a coalition of 22 attorneys general in seeking a court order barring NIH from implementing the new policy. Nearly every state university receives NIH funding for clinical trials and research. Reporting live from the anchor desk, Haley Hansen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Right, Haley, thank you. Chicago will soon be home to a global COVID-19 monument.
It's called the COVID-19 Memorial Monument of Honor, Remembrance, and Resilience. The 25-foot steel structure honors those lost and frontline workers who helped save lives during the pandemic. The design features five glowing dandelion sculptures, but the puff also resembles the COVID-19 virus itself. The Sun-Times reports the monument will be unveiled later this year in the Illinois Medical District between Stroger Hospital and Jesse Brown VA Medical Center. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A group of University of Illinois engineering students are skipping school this week to debut a solar-powered car at the Chicago Auto Show.
We built all of these parts ourselves.
Senior at U of I, Brooke Mickey, shows off Calypso, a third-generation solar electric vehicle built entirely by U of I students with Illini Solar Car.
We're a student team that designs, builds, and races solar-powered cars. We really just have the goal of, you know, building the best solar-powered cars in the world.
Mickey says Calypso is made mostly out of expired carbon fiber and powered by solar panels, and is the team's most reliable and most efficient car yet.
Bringing along new technology innovations and sustainability, we really want to show, you know, the capability of sustainable technology, so show how good solar panels can be.
The team drove Calypso over 1,500 miles at the 2024 American Solar Challenge, and they'll race with her again this summer in the 2025 Formula Sun Grand Prix. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, summer is a long way off, but once it's here, there will be a new hot spot along the lakefront.
We're really excited.
Norman Bolden, a prominent restaurant owner known for his successful establishments on the South Side, is talking about Norman's Bistro on the Lake, which is set to open at Rainbow Beach at 77th Street by Memorial Day.
We've built a 4,800 square foot deck that we're looking forward to enjoying all summer long.
The restaurant will have dozens of employees, and it's a chance to revitalize Rainbow Beach and Chicago's stretch of Southside attractions along the lake.
There's 31st Street Beach. There's Oakwood Beach at 39th Street. You know, there's Reggie's at the 63rd. The beach at 57th. The beach at the South Shore Cultural Center. And all of that leads you to Rainbow Beach.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the big game is in the books. Now the local chocolate industry gears up for its version of Super Bowl week.
before Valentine's Day, yeah, it's pretty intense.
We catch up with a busy Uzma Sharif here inside Pilsen's Chocolat Uzma.
We usually see, you know, the dads and the husbands come in like earlier during the week, and then later in the week, it's, you know, the boyfriends or the girlfriends, and to shop for our variety of different Valentine's Day products.
And Sharif says those popular products change each year with a focus on darker floral flavors this Valentine's Day.
We have amazing guests that come through our door that are wanting to try more unique flavors, but flavors that are based on where the chocolate comes from. So we really think about what this chocolate is about, and then we kind of pair the flavorings with that.
The shop has extended hours this week to ensure no matter what your Valentine is craving, you're covered.
Everything is made fresh.
In Pilsen, Andy Dane, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports now, and here's 670 The Score is Chris Emma.
Lisa, good afternoon. Hope you enjoyed your Super Bowl Sunday.
I did. I picked the Eagles, so yeah.
There you go. You won.
I did.
A Chiefs three-peat was denied in emphatic fashion. Super Bowl 59 was won by the Eagles, who left little doubt. The city of Philadelphia celebrated a 40-22 victory for its second-ever Super Bowl championship.
This has got to be Eagle voodoo here in New Orleans as they found the magic spell on the two-time defending champion. Chiefs, the bench is empty, the teams converge, and this one is over. And the Eagles have beaten the Chiefs convincingly in Super Bowl 59, 40-22.
Highlight courtesy of Westwood One, the great Kevin Harlan had that call. Jalen Hurts was named Super Bowl MVP. He threw for 221 yards and two touchdowns while carrying for 71 yards and a score. Hurts became just the fifth player ever to win a Super Bowl, adding that to a college football national title and the Heisman Trophy. The Eagles led 24-0 as Kendrick Lamar performed his halftime show. That lead reached 34-0 by late in the third quarter. The Chiefs were seeking to join elite company by winning three straight championships. The Lakers were the last to do that of the major professional sports teams, doing it from 2000 to 2002. In basketball, the Bulls are back in action tomorrow night when the Pistons are on the west side. They'll host Detroit on back-to-back nights at the UC. Cubs pitchers and catchers reported to spring training yesterday in Arizona. We're less than 36 days away from first pitch on the new season. With sports at 16-46, I'm Chris M of 670 The Score for News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Well, the Chicago Botanic Garden has opened its annual orchid show. Jody Zambalo works on events and programs at the garden.
It's from 5 until 8, and you buy tickets for it, and we showcase the orchids at night, so we have special lighting, and we have drink and food available for sale, so you can go online and look for tickets for that. We have it every Friday during the show and select Thursdays as well.
10,000 orchids hang and sprout from displays in the garden's indoor galleries, including many varieties native to India, the focus of this year's show. Two local agencies are teaming up to stem the tide of flooding in the south suburbs.
The Metropolitan Water Reclamation District and the Forest Preserves of Cook County are teaming up on a nearly two-year study that would lay the groundwork for a reservoir that would divert stormwater from flood-prone south suburbs like Glenwood, Ford Heights, South Holland, and Lansing. The reservoir would be located on Cottage Grove between Glenwood Dyer Road and Lincoln Highway within the Deer Creek watershed. It could hold more than 500 million gallons of stormwater. The study will look at how the Water Reclamation District and the Forest Preserve District could plan and share costs for the new reservoir. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A deadly weekend shooting in Lake County has sheriff's deputies searching for two suspects.
A murder investigation is underway after a young man was shot and killed in Beach Park yesterday afternoon. Someone called 911 after hearing multiple gunshots near a townhome on Melbourne Court. They also said they saw two men running from the scene. Lake County Sheriff's Office deputies found shattered glass and shell casings, but no suspects or victims. Just a short time later, a 24-year-old man was dropped off at a nearby hospital in Waukegan with a gunshot wound and later died. Rachel Pearson, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
3:33 now. President Trump's budget chief has sent an email to Consumer Protection Agency employees telling them to stop working. The message arrived today as the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's Washington headquarters was being shut down for the week. Chuck Bell is a financial policy advocate for Consumer Reports. He says there are fears the Bureau will be gutted.
This is highly concerning. The CFPB is a vital federal agency that helps millions and millions of consumers to resolve their financial problems.
The CFPB employs about 1,700 people.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.